If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's tabletop time.
I'm Dave.
I'm Jazza.
I'm Jen.
I'm Murray.
I'm Elle.
And this is Pokemon, the unofficial roleplay that is supported by you, the Patreons that are watching right now, and also all of you viewers that are watching. If you'd like to support what we do directly, Patreon is the best way to do it. Go check us out over there and get some behind-the-scenes content.
You may be a viewer, but you could also be a listener if you want to. So check us out on our podcast, on all listening platforms via commute and chores.
And if you would like to support us further, we have merch. Head over to tabletoptime.com and you can check out our amazing range of merch.
And we're going to be getting more merch.
And we'll be getting more merch.
Soon.
More merch.
Nice. And you did Patreon.
I did.
You almost
it. Was almost, it was almost professional. Almost
we
almost
got there. I was also stressing. I was like, left
we're running out. Nine!
Gateway roleplay.
There we go. We're playing tonight and always on Gateway Roleplay, the in-house game.
He definitely said Gateway Roleplay.
That's the sequel! You spoiled!
Gateway Roleplay.
You've heard of Gateway Roleplay. Have you played Gateway Roleplay?
Well, there's a time and a place for everything, and it's called college.
Gateway Roleplay.
Oh, well, there we go.
That was
David,
the hardest.
This would be the most professional.
That was the hardest nosedive from professionalism we have ever had.
That was a crash.
Well done.
And
thank
to
you.
So tonight we are playing Pokemon, and in the last episode, the most exciting thing happened, which was Brad was finally killed off.
Hey!
That's right.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
They were following, they're trying to go and rescue a child that they've seen out in the forest, but all these creepy ghost Pokemon keep playing dastardly pranks on them. And the most recent prank, a Haunter that Brad beat in a Pokemon battle and then insulted, the most recent funny prank that Haunter has done is separate his soul from his body and let his corpse collapse to the ground.
What a jokester.
Just a prank, bro. Murder.
Will Haunter let Brad return to his body or not? There's probably not an intensive care unit.
Find out on this episode.
But I was about to say there's probably not an intensive care unit on this island that can sort of sustain someone in a comatose state for a long period of time.
I thought this was meant to be a lighthearted roleplay.
Nothing's super lighthearted when this is Pokemon.
It's true.
This is Pokemon. Nothing we have done is outside the their episode first season.
Pokemon's messed up, yo.
First season of the Pokemon anime. But that was a crazy stream sound. Something happened on the stream.
Edward Gray gave us a £15 donation.
Oh,
thank
so
you
so much.
I believe that means my Kingler Mini.
All the Kingler.
Is gonna get a hat. I don't know.
That means I'll actually give you the rules.
Kingler, damn it. He needs a mini that disobeys him. So that's his emphasis.
He can get the rules.
Surely an army of Kinglers.
Thank you, Edward.
Doing the crab rave.
No, that would a crab just, dance. Custom crab dance Kingler.
Yeah. Movable arms.
Animated.
Until that donation, I was just going to print the Kingler and then say, there is a model of Kingler and rules of Kingler. Yeah. Now I'll actually give them to you.
You've
got to get the model. You're dead.
He
won't obey a corpse.
No, we haven't seen Kingler in a while.
Yeah. Of that, Kingler will show up and like, okay, I'm ready to cooperate.
Oh, he's dead. I would love so
just,
hard
just
if Kingler just emerges holding the dead Brad and just scuttles off and all of us like...
I'm the problem because I just imagined it doing what crabs do with things on the beach that are dead and it just walking up and being like... Meh. and just starts like eating brats.
Revenge for the crab legs.
All right. Yeah. So we got to start this episode though, and we're going to pick this episode up with our trio of adventurers. Oh, also I should let YouTube viewers know there is a bug in our stream deck that's not allowing us to use it properly. So there will be less visual stimuli than you're used to. I'm sorry.
Podcast listeners laughing.
Yes. Podcast listener supremacy. Just picture in your heads, everyone. Podcast listeners are experts at picturing things in their heads. Picture like one of those memes where the guy has the beard and the really thick jaw and is really like, you know, like the Chad podcast listener.
Yeah.
Yes, do the pose of the picture. I'm so small.
What is happening?
I don't know, but we're not doing a very good job.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
All right, so we pick up our adventure outside this old broken cavern where three people are kind of noticing there is an unresponsive brat on the ground.
Wait, I thought we couldn't see him.
You've been poking, peeking through little slats in the wood and stuff.
Brad died again!
He doesn't look like he's sleeping.
Has anyone found a way in yet?
I'm going to make a check. For Pyroweb.
Someone jimmy the door open.
The challenge level for this is 3. Pyroweb passes. Pyroweb is remaining calm.
Oh.
Pyroweb is weaving a little web blanket and like throwing it over.
Okay.
There's like a warm blanket that's being weaved and put over you.
Singeing my flesh.
Yeah. It's being made at a low temperature flame, you know.
I imagine we're at a window, but there's like wood.
No, you're literally looking through like rotten gaps in wood that's broken on the sides of a shack. So imagine like an old pooey outhouse and there's just like some wood like punched in. So there's no window.
Okay. Can I shout out and say, hey, Webby? Webby? Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah. Make an authority check. Challenge level's only 2.
I use it that often. I know exactly where there it is. This is not going to go well. Oh, am I rolling on here?
Yeah, I'll put the dice screen. Don't. If you ever see, well, I'll only say this once to everyone. If you ever see weird things up here, I'm in studio mode.
Okay. No, that's us.
Okay.
So, on the.
Yeah, just on.
Oh, happy to do that. Okay. 2 successes.
Well, I've lost all my Pokemon stats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Do you have my Pokemon cards?
I think I do.
Oh.
What? Well.
Currently, I have a Haunter for some reason, and that is
all. Oh, yeah, keep that. Just yeah. That's yours now.
It's mine.
Okay, I don't.
Okay, well.
I had them. I had a pile. I remember seeing Kabeem and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I did mine.
I'm not holding it in my lap, I promise.
You don't need Pokemon to play Pokemon. What are you talking about?
I know, it was only with yours,
Jen. No, but I remember seeing them too, but like over there.
Just points out the entirety of the room. Just out, they're just out there. Just go that way.
In the direction of the building.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll
improv.
Make it up.
Improv.
Stormy will just slap a Pokemon again.
Kabeem?
Oh, yep. That's mine. Pecky Ralts.
Ooh.
I need one more.
Yeah. No,
that's is that
it? No.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Sorry about that distraction, thank everyone. You.
2 successes.
Okay. So what were you liking to command Webby, Pyroweb, to do?
Can you find us a way in, Webby? Maybe check the door.
Pyroweb scuttles to the other side of the house. It has that look of determination, like web, and then it nods and scuttles across the other side of the house.
Ah, oh, good boy.
I'm scared.
Is it gone? Like
gone out of line of sight.
Okay, but we are still like at a door, at least
at the door that was barred. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try something. It worked really well on those trees. Go, Cookie. Use cut. I'm going to see if I can cut the door down.
I will get you to make a...
How's the Haunter?
engineering check to see if you can aid Cookie. Challenge level 3 into cutting in the right location, getting it right.
Okay, engineering paired with...
the nested ability.
Okay.
Which is intelligence.
What Pokemon is doing this?
Kabuto.
Kabuto.
Imagine Dave says anything weird happened, it's fine.
Remember, is Jazza stressing?
I'm always stressing.
Did you touch something?
I'm touching everything tonight.
So, for the what's happening?
Don't clip that.
Oh, look at the cookie.
So, yeah, no one else can see that except for you.
Look at the not cookie.
Imagine a cookie.
Cookie!
Now.
C is for cookie.
They can.
That's good enough for
that,
me.
That's how complicated it is for me to actually change a single character, so I don't think I'll be doing
I'm
that.
I'm proud of you. You did it.
So cookie uses cut.
We can only use cookie for the rest of the
episode. All right, and my understanding is that I need to use that.
No, just roll. We're just going to call our rolls.
Wow.
I got a crit fail.
Okie dokie.
Not for five.
So can I get... Who is not at the door?
I'm actually going to go follow Webby.
Okay, can I get an acuity check, challenge level 2?
Used all my rolls last time, apparently.
Yeah.
Another die.
Yeah.
Ah.
Brad has a die.
Four successes here.
Four successes. So this is about the time that I tell you about...
The meaning of life.
What Pyroweb rolled. Because Pyroweb...
Oh, is he going to set the house on fire?
Pyroweb did not roll very well.
Oh, no, buddy.
And as you are, looking around to see Pyroweb, you start to see, these wafts of smoke coming through and, sort of glowing embers on the other side of the little hut.
The house on fire to get us in there.
With my body in there.
We have a Brad Briscoe.
Okay. Slow cook.
Webby.
I set out Lotta Lie.
Okay.
Oh.
To do what?
To help me put the fire down.
Okay. I'm going to get you to make a wisdom authority check. Challenge level 2.
Pass 3.
So, with a few squirts of well-placed water from Lotta Lie, there's some hissing and sizzling and smoke goes up, and then the sound of crunching and breaking, which you take as a positive thing, as it seems that the sort of combination of fire and then water has broken, the wall on that side just sort of collapses in cinders and broken pieces of wood, charred stuff.
Nice.
There's a lot of I'm going to give up on this now because this is too much.
I see them overlap. It's very funky.
Very cool. I think we just embrace not doing it until later. I have to do it once later. The grand reveal. And the wall comes in thanks to your combined efforts of your Pokemon, and you can get into the little house.
Hey.
I run around and go grab these guys.
I'm going to shine Kabeem's light and go on Brad and say, Brad,
walk towards
go towards the light. Do it.
Go towards the light.
Yes.
No, wait, it's usually the other thing. They don't go towards the light. No, it's bad. Turn it off.
What?
But I want him to come back. It's pretty convincing.
Okay. Now,
meanwhile, cousin back.
No, Brad. So sweet. Light is usually heaven.
Oh, where'd you go?
Good?
What's going on?
Whisper.
Honda. Hey, so is Brad aware he's out of his
I think you said last week that you were not.
So, and I'm just following him. He said, come with me.
He just dragged you by your hand and walked you through a wall.
Okay. Hey, where are you taking me?
Honda.
Where's Haunter?
He just leads you. You're just being led through trees, right?
We're outside. He took me.
Yeah, he took you out of the building. And then you find yourself winding around in an arc until you see three people in a slightly burnt down hut looking very concerned. And Haunter puts up his hand sort of in a mock. He's got no legs, but doing that stealthy walking up to them. And he's like, shh, with his fingers and directing you with him and giggling.
Oh, what'd you do to them?
Honda, Honda. And he like licks his finger and sticks it in his ear and points at them.
You're going to wet willy them?
Ooh, and he points at you.
You want me to wet willy them?
Honda, Honda.
Who are they?
Honda? His hands go up like he doesn't know. But you can see as you're getting closer. You can make
closer, a convincing point.
As you're getting closer, you can pretty clearly see that it's Victor, Stormy, and Melanie.
What? Oh, they're moved.
Did you genuinely not realize?
Three randoms in a house that's burnt down, just like the one we had.
I thought you were just RPing, not knowing.
No, the key to playing ignorant, stupid characters is being an ignorant, stupid person.
That's right. There's another burnt down house that's on the other hill.
Be stupid.
Oh, hey, Melanie, Victor, Stormy, I'm out now. It's
he's not coming.
Haunted just goes,
shh. Oh, you want a big prank on him?
And then he starts like sticking up.
Okay, yeah, I can get down for that. Okay, who's closest to me?
Your choice.
I'm gonna say.
What do you mean? It's throwing me under the bus.
I'm gonna go Stormy. She's my
okay.
Yes.
Gotta prank the little cousin. Yep.
She's okay.
Dead.
So.
Here you go.
Completely
over the top of his unconscious body.
You haven't noticed the unconscious body yet.
No.
There's a warm, fiery blanket that Pyrobes put over you, so you can't really tell at this stage that there's a body there. Mm-hmm. Stormy, the feeling of a very abnormally cold, wet something goes into your ear, twists around a few times, and then pulls out. And the weirdest part of the sensation is there's no way for you to describe this. It felt like it went way further into your ear than it should have. Like, it felt like it went like halfway into your skull. Like, you have this chill down the spine, like, oh, like feeling. It's just the worst thing in the world.
Something else came towards the light and it just went in me.
Hey,
Stop that.
Have you made me invisible? This is crazy.
Haunter's nodding. Haunter.
We gotta get out of here. Yeah.
Maybe stop talking to the freshly departed.
Hey, it's me, Brad! So I'm actually trying to get them to hear me now.
And they are not noticing anything.
So what are we going to do with the body?
I don't know. He's under, like, fire now. I can't
actually
touch that.
Can I get...
it's probably really kind of sizzling him a little bit.
If you guys would like to, I'm going to say a spirituality check, but the challenge level is going to be 4. I don't know if anyone can make that roll, but if you can make that roll.
Or no.
If I get a complete success, might as well.
Maybe. No, you don't need to do it. This is to perceive you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I still have to perceive you.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got dice.
Heck yeah, I do.
Oh, damn.
Oh. 6 successes for Melanie.
Melanie was
you're super spiritual. Wow.
Turn to come up now.
You have a worried face.
Melanie, you get the weird prickly feeling in the back of your neck as if something strange is happening. And also you notice that Ploddle is turned to the corner and is going, rah, 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 snapping his little, looking up and snapping his little beak like dinosaur mouth.
I check my egg.
In a direction.
Yeah.
And then you faintly hear this like,
God. Hey, God. Hey, God.
What the heck is going on?
It sounds like Brad, but it's weirdly.
Brad?
Yes! Yeah! Brad? Melanie! Right here! And I, like, walk towards Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, yes, it's me!
I like to get right in front of my face. I'm just like,
oh. Yeah, yeah.
Is it, can I hear Brad?
You, with that check, 6 successes on spirituality, yes.
Oh.
But only you can.
Is there a weird thing in your ear distant. As well?
Melanie!
Kind of.
Haunter made me invisible.
Haunter made him invisible, he says.
No, he's not. Is right bloody there?
Yeah.
He's getting crispy.
Why can you hear me, but they can?
Is that Brad Tortilla?
They're just not as in touch with the spiritual side as I am. Sorry.
And as you
wait,
is she going crazy?
Spiritual side?
As you are looking to where you hear the voice come from, you just see these big eyes just and then a long tongue roll out and superimposed through. So Brad, even in your spiritual form, you get like a chill as a haunter like clips through you and like superimposes its head over your head and then makes itself visible partially for the people looking in that direction.
All of us?
Hey, yes.
Hey, Brad, if you can hear me.
haunter.
Do you have your spiritual Pokedex on you?
Well, it could be on
Do I have a Pokedex in spirit form?
No.
Oh,
in fact, quite embarrassingly, as you look down, you don't take anything with you when you go.
No, I'm naked. Yeah, buck naked.
Oh, I won't relay that message.
But you're warm, at least.
That's I run over to Brad's body and ask Webby if I can take his Pokedex.
Webby nods.
Okay.
Can I get in? Have they got in?
Yeah, they blew up half the house. Yeah. It was great.
I say, Brad, don't look, turn away. Just don't look for a sec. And I open the Webby's blanket. He's put over to Brad.
Yep.
Grab the Pokedex and put the blanket back over. And I say to you guys.
Was that hot?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No, it's fine. Your own Pokemon fire doesn't actually hurt you unless the Pokemon wants it to hurt you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this one did because it, like, set the Savannah on fire. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's magic. Anyway, so...
Pyroweb looks at you threateningly, but, like, in a fun way. So, like, it gives you that look of, like, oh, I could.
So there's a Haunter.
Yeah. We know.
Yes.
Brad fought it.
Yeah. I think it took...
I think it killed Brad.
Yeah.
Wait, he's dead.
I haven't looked for a pulse yet. There's all the fire.
Brad, of course, can hear this.
So,
Somi's going to get her binoculars to look for a pulse.
So, I use the Pokedex on it, it might tell us maybe what we can do to get Brad's body back.
Do we fight it again?
I don't think we need to fight it, because if Brad fought it, maybe that's the reason why.
Did they say dead?
So, Haunter's done, like, some bad sportsmanship and done something with Brad?
I guess.
It's like a sleep trick or something. The Dream Eater shenanigans.
Yeah. I mean, you said you've dealt with gross Pokemon before, right?
Yeah. Not this, though.
I hope we didn't get him back.
Although, I guess I was the person, so I haven't seen it from this angle.
Did you kill me, Haunter?
Haunter's like,
yeah, it gives the little bit symbol.
Just a little.
It's a winky bit.
Maybe if I like walk towards the body and just try and like immerse myself into my body on the ground now that I know what's going
on. Can I get you to make a spirituality check?
Yeah.
I'm going to say challenge level 4.
Two.
Got two successes. You sort of lay down and then, much to your frustration, you kind of just clip a little bit down into the floor and you're very confused by the physics of all of this. Because you're like, why don't I just float away or into the center? I don't know. Can't tell you. Because really you should just like either, you should just sort of, the earth should just fly away.
Yeah,
because it's moving through space. Nah. So you just don't.
Now that I know that the fire is not a danger to me, I'm going to check for the pulse and just like for Brad's general well-being.
Okay, all right. Can I get you to make an intuition check?
Most disappointed you've ever sounded for like checking if Jazza is alive.
He's having too much fun.
damage.
Challenge level one.
One.
He is shallowly breathing, and although it takes you a little while, you do find a soft pulse.
All right, cool. All right. Yeah, I think you're onto something, Melanie. It checks out. He's definitely still with us.
Cool.
Oh, thank gosh. I say sitting up.
Can I make... Can someone make it an intimidation check to the haunter?
Wake up!
Bring him back!
Okay, you can make an intimidation check. It's going to be an opposed.
Is that authority?
I'm going to say it's an authority check, yeah. And it's going to be opposed.
Oh, God.
Because he's going to come back right back at you.
And I'm, like, turning the torch to where I think the haunter would be. I'm
challenge level him. Four. That's what I rolled.
Success on everything.
So I'd rarely do this, but in this instance.
That's a two.
Two successes. So you sort of tell it off, and as you're telling the empty air, this haunter just goes like, out, and like the eyes appear and right in your face and just freaks you out completely.
Can I flash the Pokedex at it? Does it get an entry? Is it still
fast? You flip the Pokedex open and then you see a lock screen with like six numbers on it.
Okay.
It's...
And
it's 800813.
And it unlocks. God damn it.
Great.
God damn you being able to speak to the...
I'm going to speak openly and say, okay, Haunter, if you're there, look, we would love it if you could bring Brad back to his body. But I know perhaps you would like something in exchange. So maybe we could play a game. How does that sound?
Make a charm check. Challenge level two. And what was the point of the Pokedex?
So I can just get an entry if it flashes up.
You already did get one last time, but did I can give you another one.
Oh, yeah, I'll take another one. Three successes for that check.
Haunter. There we go. Haunter. It licks with its gaseous tongue to steal its victim's life force. It lurks in darkness waiting for prey.
Oh, okay, so don't let it lick you.
And you look down at the, like, lifeless body on the ground.
It went in my ear, though, and it felt really wet.
Well, I mean, you're still here, so.
Okay.
What did you roll?
Three successes.
Haunter materializes fully for the first time and just sits there and, like, taps its chin and looks around the group. Haunter, Haunter, Haunter. Then it gestures to, like, go on. What's your plan?
What if we play a game?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Oh, round two.
I have my binoculars.
Stormy, the game is you and Stormy are trying to find me and Brad. And whoever finds...
Brad's going to be very easy to find.
I mean, me and Victor. And Brad. And whoever finds everyone first wins the game. How does that sound?
Haunter puts its thumb up.
Great.
I'm going to beat you.
Am I invited to this game?
I don't speak in front of Haunter. I'm like, okay, so how about you and Stormy... find a place to turn around and count, but I'll say when we're ready, we'll convene and we'll hide somewhere in the house.
Haunter nods a few times. Great. And then Haunter goes invisible. And then to Brad, it turns to Brad and goes, Haunter, Haunter. Did you tell Brad to turn around too?
No,
right? Haunter looks at you and then it puts its hand up to its eyes and pulls them both out of its head. But they're just like it's comical. Yeah, there's like just empty shade. And then it hands you its eyes and then it gestures for you to follow them and then it turns around and faces away from them.
But I'm... Don't I...
Just say yes, just...
Well, you don't...
okay. He gave me his eyes. I whisper to Melanie.
Haunter makes a grumpy noise because it can hear you.
I whisper.
Can I make a... Can I be stealthy?
If you whisper, Melanie can't hear you. It's only when you're screaming.
I'm like immersing my ghost mouth in her.
I can't see Brad, right?
No, you can't see Brad.
That's so inappropriate, Brad. But Brad can see me, right?
Yes.
Think okay. For ears when I'm dead, apparently. To get right up in there. Can I...
Pikachu.
Oh, hey, Pikachu. I forgot you. I'm sorry.
Pokes you and is like poking and waddling towards the other door leading out of this place. But anyway, you were.
I was going to try and whisper.
You can whisper it. Okay. Okay.
I'm like right in your ear. I'm like, hey, he gave me his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Great. So
I don't know what that means.
I go like this. I go, oh, sorry, podcast viewers, I'm sorry. I go, thumbs up. And then I'm like wave at you to kind of be like, look at me. And I say, I point to you and do a come to me gesture. I don't know if I should mime this because you won't know what I'm, you need to interpret. I'm going to do this.
It's really funny because Haunter's watching you do all of this.
No, I'm aiming the eyes to the ground. I'm aiming them away. Like, you can't look. Ha ha.
That's very obvious. Hold on.
Dave, you gave him the eyeballs.
Yes.
You gave him the
pack. And you point the eyeballs down at the ground and like sort of the first few gestures get through until Brad notices the eyeball just sort of turns around and floats up through and there's like through the hand looking the other way. And then you hear like a hunter.
Whoa, God. Sorry, subtlety isn't my forte.
The rules of the ghost Pokemon are non-existent.
I say, don't worry, Brad, everything will be fine.
Okay.
Stormy's going to ask...
I think I'm dead.
So I'm going to ask Nick though for some... do you have any tracking tips as a ranger to find you? Oh, sorry, you answered the question.
To find who?
You.
To find me?
Yeah, I got to find you guys. And hide and seek.
I thought the idea is that she don't find us.
No, she needs to find both of us.
Oh, fine. She needs to find us before Haunter.
Correct.
Oh, all right.
I have to win.
Well, we're hiding inside a house, which unfortunately the whole, you know, sort of tracking through dirt, mud and, you know, through a forest isn't really helpful, I'm afraid. I would suggest looking for unlocked doors because that means that we can go through them.
Mm-hmm. I pick up Plottle.
That's all I've got, sorry.
And I stare at him. My cute little chubby face.
Plottle stares back at you.
And I go...
Little love hearts float up.
And I say, you're a very good egg. I need you to stay super close to me, okay?
Make an authority check. Challenge level 1.
Just grab friendly. Oh, I got the one.
1 success?
Yeah.
Plottle.
Great. I put Plottle down, I point to you, and I point to Plottle. Thumbs up.
That's too stormy.
Mm-hmm.
Saying follow Plottle, right?
Someone has a plan, and I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
That's all I got. All
right. And then do you head out the one door you haven't...
We're hiding in the house.
Yeah. So there were two doors into the house and a new door, which was the corner of the building burnt off.
Yep.
So there's a door leading, because you're in like a clearing and there was trees and then the house was like built up against the trees. There's a door, like a back door that the Mimikyu is kind of heading towards.
Outside or?
It's, you don't know where it leads, but you'd presume outside given that it's a back door.
Okay.
A back patio door.
I point to you, Victor, and then I point to Mimikyu Pikachu and say like.
I give you the thumbs up.
Yeah,
and
great.
Wink.
And then also point to Stormy.
In what I think is a confident manner.
And point to Stormy and say, like, point to my eyeballs and point to Pikachu. Mimikyu. Mimikyu Pikachu.
Haunt?
This is going to go great.
Haunter.
It should just be called Mimikyu.
Haunter, Haunter.
Great.
Haunter.
There's no flaw to this
Haunter,
plan.
Haunter. Haunter.
Also, I presume I could hear that one.
Yeah, saying that out loud.
So Stormy, go count with Haunter.
Okay.
I bolt out of the door before Plottle can catch me.
Yep.
I just picked the opposite door to where Mimikyu Pikachu is.
Jeez. So the one that Brad came through that's barred. There's two doors.
We go through the one that
Mimikyu. Oh, yeah, you burst out that door and start heading up towards the direction you were heading.
I grab Victor's hand on the way through.
Six, okay. And you start running.
Yep.
Seven. Cool. Eight. Nine.
What's Brad doing?
What's going on?
They just ran away. It's hide and seek.
I was meant to hide with them.
I'm
running with them.
Okay.
Do you still have the eyeballs? They left you now.
Yeah. You mean you're holding them?
Yeah. They're like, because they've gone through my hand. I just imagine they're attached, but weirdly rolling around my body like static.
So you're hiding with them with the eyeballs, Brad?
Yeah.
Brad.
I'm just doing what I'm told.
Cool. run out and hide.
What's this in this room?
10 seconds passes. Stormy.
So where are we hiding?
Okay. Bring it on, Haunter.
And Haunter just goes, disappears.
Oh. Okay.
And then Brad, in your hands, Haunter just corporealizes around the eyes that you're holding, looking directly at you, and goes,
"Oh my Haunter. God! Wow, you're really creepy, buddy."
Haunter,
I'm coming to find you. Stormy's still just gradually coming inside.
Found me.
Haunter turns around. Are you with these guys?
I was hiding, wasn't I?
Yeah, if you followed them.
Yeah.
Haunter just appears, materializes next to you guys.
He didn't give us time to... I also was in a move.
But it doesn't count because I don't have...
You went outside and there were trees and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hide behind a tree.
Okay.
Like ages
He's
away.
He's next to you. He followed you the whole way. He ran out with you.
I said, Brad, get lost.
He didn't. He just specifically described that he ran and hid with you. And then Haunter returned to its eyes and then just was there.
This went so well.
I'm so sorry that your plan was destroyed by Brad.
Brad just not listening at all.
Was there a plan?
There was a plan.
No, I stand with them.
There was a plan to like go the opposite direction.
Yeah. No one has communicated this.
Did Melian and I hide?
You did. Oh no, not necessarily. Did you? I'll let you.
I can say no.
Okay.
I will be elsewhere.
So cool. Haunter has found me.
Hidden in the base of a bush.
Okay.
Amongst the berries.
Stormy's going to look for footprints.
Okay. Well, you see a big egg slowly ploddling towards a tree that's ahead of it. Isn't that what you wanted to happen?
Yeah. I'll follow Ploddle.
Okay.
Ploddle, yeah, show me.
You follow Ploddle as it turns around a corner to Melanie.
Hey,
I found you.
Haunter's already
And Haunter's standing there and Haunter's like, Haunter, thumbs up.
You cheated.
Huh? Pantomime's shock.
Haunter
shaking his head. And then he pulls his eyes out and he throws them away. And then he just starts like floating around aimlessly.
I'm still going to find him first.
Yeah, go find Victor. Okay.
Haunter, like bumping into trees.
Like the DVDs.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. I'm looking for tracks.
Okay. Make a survival check.
Did Mimikyu make it out?
Mimikyu is okay. With you. And Mimikyu wants to go further up the hill.
Survival. Why can't I see that? I don't think we have survival.
What?
We don't.
What? That's a D&D. That's a D&D brain thing. Survival is like the generic I'm outside step. Yeah, intuition.
Intuition. Okay. Okay.
Challenge level 2. It's fresh.
One. It's okay. The Haunter doesn't have any eyes. So.
You don't find any tracks. Mimikyu is wanting to go up the hill.
I'm starting to feel a little bit bad Mimikyu? Since Elle asked me.
Yes, waddling up a hill.
How to track in a forest. And I thought we'd be hiding in a house. So I gave her no tips.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Mimikyu isn't heading towards Victor. Mimikyu's heading up the hill. Okay. So Mimikyu. Stormy follows Mimikyu up the hill.
Weird Pikachu. Did you see Brad or Victor?
Pika.
Which way?
Starts waddling off in a slightly different direction, following some tracks.
This way? Okay.
And shortly after, Mimikyu pops up near Victor's hiding spot.
Do I find Victor?
Yes.
I found you!
You found me!
Wait.
I was once foraging for berries, but now I am feigning the berries.
Does that mean I win? Or do I lose?
I don't. Do you find Melanie?
I found Melanie, but only after the Haunter.
Well, I haven't seen Haunter.
Maybe if we hide together.
You're not sure.
I don't know what to do now.
Cut back to Haunter and the gang, and I'm in the middle of teaching Haunter the crab dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like...
Haunter can't see.
I've sat his eyes on a
tree. Oh, okay, okay. Well, he floats around,
he's floating around, but so now he's eyeless, and I'm trying to teach him that. So your hands have got to be up like this. It's hard when you don't have legs, but the hands really do most of the work anyway.
Ooh.
He's gesturing it with his hands while he's floating around bumping into trees.
Wait, what were we doing again?
Playing hide and seek so we could get your body. I come up behind, up to Haunter now, and you...
Wait, what were the conditions that would have gotten me my body back?
The Stormy found both me and Victor before Haunter did, which, judging from way over there, I can hear them cheering. I think they may have won.
But Haunter didn't find Victor.
Correct.
But Stormy hasn't found you.
No, Stormy found me.
Oh, so we won?
Yeah.
Hey, we won!
You hear the sounds of something heavy walking towards you from down the hill, from the way that everyone's headed. And you turn, and storming towards you past the Haunter, you see a big purple... ball-like, spiky-haired, red-eyed, grinning thing. It looks just as sinister and evil as everything else, and it stomps towards you. A grin as big as the Cheshire Cat. Mouth opens.
I, like, confidently reach out my hand as if I have a Pokedex and then, like, cut to a distant shot of me naked just holding my hand out.
Hold up the Pokedex. Like,
you can't see it.
Aw.
Gengar. Hey, Melanie, can you enter Gengar in the Pokedex?
Gengar throws out its tongue, which like wraps around your hand and goes and eats Haunter's eyes.
Oh, yeah! No!
Gengar!
And then runs up the hill like a jolly fat man. And then Haunter just starts floating around aimlessly, like bumping into trees, trying to chase up the hill for the Gengar.
What happened, Brad? What happened? Why is Haunter freaking out? What's going on?
This larger, more freaky Pokemon came and ate Haunter's eyes.
Oh my!
And now Haunter is horrified.
Oh,
it was Gengar, is what he was saying.
What? Why don't you hold Haunter's hand then? Maybe he's probably very scared.
I don't like him. Why, he killed
That's
me.
So mean.
Did I beat him in a battle?
Yeah, you did.
And then you insulted him, so he killed you.
He killed me because he's a bad sport.
Oh.
I won fair and square.
Wait,
and
I call over to Haunter.
Haunter's floating up the hill.
Oh, he's
Haunter
gone.
Floats
okay.
past you completely like, Haunter, like waving its arms.
Oh, we
loudly, invisibly. It has no eyes.
Right, buddy.
Hey, do you think there's berries in this bush?
Mimikyu is heading up in that direction.
Brad back?
Berries that can bring...
Yeah, like when we bring the Pokemon back.
You know what? This is a weird island. Maybe, Stormy.
Help!
Was that your
you
running
call from the distance?
From the distance of Melanie or
the way you're headed up the hill?
Guys, what are you doing?
You all group back together.
Yeah, what's going on?
Haunter went past and there's also help.
Yeah, apparently another Pokemon stole his eyeballs. But we won! Brad's behind me. Yeah, I know.
I'm still dead.
Yeah, he's still dead.
You are still dead.
Who's still dead?
Brad's still dead.
Me! Oh,
Brad's dead. I thought he was okay.
We need to go up here towards the where Haunter's going.
Okay. Can I get his body first? I think we kind of left Brad back
You want to go carry his body all the way up this hill? Yeah, he's my cousin.
Yes.
Are we coming back down the hill?
We'll come back down the hill.
All right, let's go up the hill.
Come on.
I mean, he was given a nice blanket.
All right, this person sounds in a bit more dire need than Brad right now. Brad seems okay, right?
Yes.
Who's actually leading in terms of Pokemon battles, just so we know?
Well, Brad just fought, which means it's me.
Okay, so you charge up the hill?
I'll be back, Brad. And then I charge up the hill.
You get to the top of the hill, and finally, from the great distance that you've been traveling from, you see the sort of strange ruined rock formations that look like an old building made of wood and like large rocks built a long, long time ago. And the Mimikyu is like dragging its bag up there, and you suddenly see at the top of the hill this strange looking young, you're guessing, well, you can't really tell gender, young child wearing this oversized hoodie with a mask on, and with this bag, and they're behind this huge purple Gengar that's just laughing, and they're like cowering behind some rocks and trees.
Oh.
And the Gengar's in the middle of this clearing, and they look kind of a little bit lost, a little bit battered and weathered, like they've been stuck out here for a while. And based on your best assumptions with these ghost Pokemon, probably either picked on or surviving in this area with the ghost Pokemon, and that hence the strange behavior and stuff. But this Gengar seems like not a good sort.
Hey, stay away from them.
Gengar, Gengar! Hands go out wide.
I flashed the Pokedex before the Pokeball.
You flashed the Pokedex? Okie dokie. Pokedex time.
Flash.
Gengar, rumor has it that its gigantic mouth leads not to its body. Filled with cursed energy, it instead leads directly to the afterlife.
Oh, Haunter, I'm so sorry, buddy.
But we have to get the Haunter eyes back so then Haunter can get Brady's body back.
Haunter's eyes are dead.
You just have to make him vomit them up.
I will try.
The eyeball's going to get pooped out and then he's going to have perfect hindsight.
Mari, yes. That's very clever. You're very funny.
That was good. Yay.
I needed an additional dice.
Uh-oh.
I have one dice too for you.
No, you don't.
Battle!
No more dice for you.
It's time to battle this Gengar, the ruler of the ghost Pokemon, the leader of the pack, as it angrily gets involved in a fight. Gengar, which we have a Gengar right here.
Do we? Oh, yeah, we do.
I have
Kabine
out, so Kabine is going to be my first.
Gengar!
All right, so first round of battle, are you going to move forward or use any abilities?
Kabine.
Right there.
Kaboom.
On top of Paris, yeah.
I don't... Okay, question with the new Kabine card.
Mm-hmm.
I have good ranged, damage, but I... don't really have ranged attacks.
You have one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
But it is pretty good, right?
No, I have to change my Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
That doesn't mean it's not a good ability, though.
I mean, it does good damage, but that's all it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to move closer and defend.
Okie dokie. The Gengar is going to stay exactly where it is, and the Gengar... uses hypnosis.
Ooh. Spooky.
He gets 4 successes.
What is this die? What are these and dice? And Al. I got 2.
Hey, Al.
We got Dave's dice.
Is Do you know what hypnosis does?
No, hypnosis does something different.
Hope hypnosis makes you feel pretty eepy.
Does it not?
That's right. You got the sleepy. So, there are some changes to sleep, though.
Okay.
First of all, the changes to sleep are you don't have -2 dice for your defensive combat rolls. You just roll them full.
Yeah.
The second thing is you roll each turn, but after the third roll, you wake up.
Okay.
Also, you can't... a turn that you... before you roll for sleep, we're actually going to declare abilities. That's the other change. So, effectively, you pick your combat ability, I pick mine, then you find out if you're still asleep or not. And I can't... if I use sleep on you when you're already asleep, it fails. So, I can't, double you out with sleep because I don't know if you wake up until after I've picked.
But because I don't know if I wake up either.
Yeah, but you just pick your abilities as normal. But that doesn't cost you spirit. No, it's only if you wake up.
Okay.
So, you are asleep.
Yes. I'm going to use Volt Switch if I wake up.
Okay. So...
does it still expend to the ability if you, say, don't wake up?
No.
Cool.
Nothing. It's just... it's like Pokemon. Yep. It doesn't use PP or anything. Okay. So, Gengar is going to use... Next turn, Gengar is going to move one step closer to you because it's a bully. And Gengar is going to use... It's going to use Dream Eater.
Oh my god, that doesn't sound good.
Oofed.
While you're rolling, I shout to Stormy and say, if your Pokemon needs a massage, I'm happy to give it one, but it needs to be benched before I can do it. Okay, so just in case.
Thank you.
You roll to see if you're asleep. So it's one dice.
I have to roll
on a critical success, you wake up. Okay. But next turn it's two dice and then three dice, and then you wake up.
Okay.
Dream Eater.
So do you just automatically succeed?
No, you roll a defensive roll. Okay. I got four successes.
Hey, dang, you're rolling like five.
You also got four, and it's a defensive roll, so you defend. Hey! All right. Next turn, Gengar is going to use Dream Eater again.
I'm going to use Volt Switch again.
Okay, do you wake up?
Two dice.
Why do you only have two dice?
It's a second time trying.
Just see if she wakes up.
That was your roll for your defensive roll. Gengar gets three successes. You need three successes to match.
Oh, three.
Yay. You get four.
Oh, four.
Yep. All right. Next turn, Gengar is going to use Dream Eater again. It makes the most sense to use.
I automatically wake up because it's
turn after three. This roll. So next turn, you auto wake up.
Okay. Roll three.
Roll switch again. That was actually
in the tub.
But don't you roll to wake up
in
first?
The tub. What? This is the roll
that
to wake up.
The roll to wake up. No.
Roll the dice in the bloody tub. Okay, we got no successes for waking up this turn. So defensive roll.
Well.
I got six successes.
Okay. Six successes.
Are you serious?
Drops dice do not count.
No, that's okay. That's.
Six successes.
You know.
You got one.
Uno.
Dream Eater hits. Don't worry. Next turn, you are going to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Are you weak to ghost type moves as a electric steel? I don't think so.
Just electric, apparently.
Yep, so.
I'm just electric.
Oh, you are just. So, not at all. No way you're weak to ghost. That is six damage.
Oh.
Wow.
My goodness.
Do you have defense?
One defense.
So, it's five damage.
Okay. Yeah, these tough Pokemon hit hard.
Yes, this Pokemon is tier 6.
Whoa.
Goodness. All right.
Try and catch it.
Next round.
Next round. But here's the thing where it's good for you.
Okay.
You are still technically asleep, so I can't use Hypnosis.
Ha.
So
you
can't.
That would be silly.
No, I'm not allowed to because it will auto fail. If I said a Haunter uses Hypnosis, the move would fail.
Yeah, okay.
So there's no reason to do it.
Okay.
But you will wake up this turn, and I know that, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to use Shadow Ball. Well, you know what? I'm going to be nice. I'm going to roll a d20. No, I got a 17, so that's good for the Pokemon. I was rolling for the Pokemon to see how smart it was. It knows you're about to wake up, so it's not going to use Dream Eater. It's going to use Shadow Ball.
Okay, I'm going to do Volt Switch again.
You can do it, Stormy. We believe in you. We'll hype you up.
No one's using any abilities.
I can't.
Okay. Three successes.
No, I can, actually.
Cold and passed.
I use teamwork, which has no effect.
do I get to know if yours is defended?
Wait till you get to the team Ironclad.
Do I get to know if you've got a defense? Is your roll a defense?
No, it's just an attack roll.
So if I use a knack to get up to
they'll
three,
both hit each
both
other.
Hit.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Okay, use a knack and they both hit each other.
Yes.
What do you do?
Two.
What was your move?
Volt Switch. So I do, and it's at range, so I do five damage.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then at the end of this round, I have to switch Kabeem with another Pokemon.
And you take five damage.
Ah!
Which I think you had five left, so you go to one because of your one defense.
Oh my god.
Nine health taken off, and you switch Pokemon. But you did get a nasty hit into Gengar!
Kabeem, come back! Go out, cutie!
And I'll send out cutie.
Oh, okay.
Well, it does.
What else?
It's fine. I just had the sat cute. Yep, send out cutie. It's fine.
Isn't very weak.
It's fine. She's a child.
But but it does the same status condition. So if hypnosis is done, then
cool.
It's the same.
I don't know, is fairy resist ghost?
I can't remember if it's weak to or
hopefully
resist.
Not. I think fairy's OP. I think fairy has too many. It's too good.
Send, yeah, send out rolls.
No, fairy's good against dark, but not
ghost. Oh, okay, dark, cool. Yeah.
Ghost doesn't do anything to fairy.
Oh, cool. Good.
What does that mean?
There's no resistance.
Like there's no, it's not like it doesn't do anything to
No. As like in it doesn't have like a
Cool.
Yeah, special effect. Yeah.
Okay. So, Ralts comes out. Cutie comes out.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Swap them pokes.
And because it's part of my move, it doesn't take out my action.
That's right. So it is a free swap. So it is a good move if you tactically use it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raltsy.
Yes. This one?
All right. So cutie's out. What move are you going to use?
Alright, so ghost is good against psychic, but fairy is good against ghost.
Oh, fairy is good against ghost.
Okay.
Are you still two steps away? Is that how far you are?
Yeah, yes. I don't think
Engar moved. Poison is also resistant against fairy.
I'm going to use...
probably have psychic move, not a fairy move. I don't know.
Disarming voice.
Nice. Gengar's going to move one step closer and use hypnosis, because it's a bully.
Yeah.
And Gengar gets two successes.
Come on, cutie. Also two?
There's some bad news for you.
Yours is defended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Status effect.
Ooh, status effect. I reflect.
Yes. So, you are put to sleep.
Uh-huh.
What's your ability to trace?
When this Pokemon is inflicted with a status condition, the Pokemon that inflicted the status condition gains it as well.
Okay. Hey. Haunter is going to use Dream Eater. What are you using?
Aren't you asleep?
We're both asleep.
Oh, because...
Yeah, and when we roll off, if we wake up...
Haunter or Gengar?
Gengar, sorry. Okay. Gengar is using Dream Eater.
Oh, another combatant just entered the ring.
Now you can use tag team.
Disarming voice.
Disarming voice? As well. Dream Eater. All right, do I wake up? Do you wake up? No, I do not wake up.
Dream Eater will absolutely kill Cutie.
Okay, next turn, we may as well just skip. Same thing?
Yeah.
All right, meanwhile, Haunter
I did
really,
not wake up.
Really wishing that his eyes were bigger than Gengar's.
Next turn, same thing.
I woke up.
I did not.
Hey, Stormy. Do you want to catch Gengar by any chance?
I mean, it would be cool, but at the moment it kind of looks scary.
Defensive roll was 5 dice from Gengar.
Oh, five my successes. God. I only have 5 dice.
Hit with all of them? Well, I mean, actually,
just
it doesn't
hit
matter.
With all of them.
It doesn't matter
it
if you do.
It doesn't matter. That was a 3.
Gengar blocks in his snoring state. And next turn, Gengar...
blocks Cutie's voice.
Yes. Just kind of just snores over it. Just next turn, Gengar is going to wake up and use hypnosis.
I'm doing disarming voice again.
3 successes.
Come on, Stubby.
3 successes.
Good night.
I get my shot off first.
No, because it's defended.
No.
We're both asleep again.
Oh, my God.
This battle's going to go forever.
All right. This is the random roll-off. Dream Eater versus Disarming Voice. No. Next turn, Dream Eater, Disarming Voice.
Shroomish was
no.
The warm-up.
No. Next turn, Dream Eater, Disarming Voice. No.
No.
So the secret meta was using a Pokemon with Trace.
Yeah,
so we did. So you guys watching this fight, it's a Gengar and a Ralts that it just like Ralts wakes up, Gengar like stares, the eyes turn around like with the swirls in them. Ralts passes out and then Gengar just passes out simultaneously.
And we're all just standing on the side, just like yeah, which one's gonna wake up first?
It's like an event where someone is like the first to fall asleep.
Well, I am going to use hypnosis again because I'm evil.
I think she's doing
3
well.
Successes.
3.
Good night. All right, first roll.
The fight continues in another plane.
Not
the dreamscape.
Not.
No.
Not.
Yes.
Yes.
You wake up. Okay.
You still get to roll against my
4 successes on defense.
Oh my god.
It's tier 6. You're tier 2.
4, but it's defended.
So it is defended. I mean, if you got knack, you can use it, but otherwise it's chill. Next turn, it's going to wake up and use hypnosis. It could miss. 2 successes.
3.
You hit.
Yes. All
right, what's the summoning voice do?
It does 2 damage, but I believe that's bumped up if Fairy is strong against Ghost.
Is it a psychic move?
No.
Ghost is...
It is
That's fairy move, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fairy. Disarming voice is fairy.
Disarming voice is fairy.
So ghost is...
Pegasus.
I know.
Yeah, there was no fairy symbol. Okay. Ghost resists fairy, didn't you say? Oh, no, poison resists fairy. Something resists fairy.
No, yeah.
So fairy...
I'll just tell you, I've got the list of its resistances and weaknesses here.
Fairy is one times against ghost...
It resists fairy.
Poison. Oh.
This Pokemon resists fairy.
Okay.
Yep.
It's the poison half, not the ghost half that's doing it. So I take one less damage. How much damage did you do total?
Two.
Two minus one is one. You do one damage. Is there an extra effect on that?
No. Yeah. Okay. I guess I will use a different move.
Next turn.
Confusion.
Hypnosis.
But I get less dice to roll with that one, which is a bummer.
Two successes.
Ooh. Two. Oh, what was your attack?
Good night, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first dice.
Nope.
Nope. Second lot.
Nope.
Third lot. Dream Eater, come on, baby. Nope.
Nope.
Okay, we both wake up. I'm going to use hypnosis.
Confusion.
Four successes.
For that, if you want to get the win, maybe use so one ridiculous. Plus one
but to the roll. It's going to do one damage.
Yes, but you have one more dice chance of not falling asleep.
Eventually, I'm going to roll and succeed and just one hit KO this
you
roll.
Okay, I'll do this.
It's a Gengar versus this baby Pokemon.
Oh, I'm not allowed to change what I said, can I?
Oh, yeah.
I'll let it.
You're locked in.
Sure, I got four successes. What are you rolling?
Oh, my God. Disarming voice.
Okay. Okay.
Just two.
You are now asleep, which means I'm asleep. Yay! First roll. I'm using. What roll are you using for this thing? I'm so glad you have that. Yeah.
It's just disarming voice.
Okay, disarming voice. Yeah. I'm using Dream Eater. First roll. No.
Yes!
You wake up. Okay, so this could change things. So, I got five successes.
Five successes.
Yes, it is a tier six Pokemon. Al has five failures.
Wow.
Four crit failures. I would like to, before anyone gets upset and shocked about this matchup, this Ralts is like the lowest tier Pokemon in anyone's party, and it's going up against a Gengar.
For context, with five dice to roll, Al got the equivalent of four ones and a two.
That was very impressive. But
it's so sad to look at. Can I look at your Kabloom?
Do you want to look at my dice?
Okay, beam, sir.
Turn. Are you changing tact or are you continuing?
Can we do the third evolution of your Pokemon and it can be strong? Kabam!
Flying is strong against it. But then I'll just fall asleep again. No, I'm not changing my tactic.
Okay. Oh, but you're awake now.
I am awake.
So it's going to try and use hypnosis.
But
if it wakes up.
Yeah, it's not awake yet. Okay.
It is not awake. Two successes.
One.
It's still defended.
Will you allow
no.
Kabeem to get a massage?
Kabeem on the sidelines? Yeah, sure, why not?
Send out Kabeem.
Huh?
To me, it's like to on the side.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't massage work on benched Pokemon specifically?
Correct.
Yeah, so that's exactly what it's for.
I give Kabeem a massage.
Okay, so you spend your spirit and it gives what to Kabeem? For clarity for viewers.
Can I have your pen? It gives... Can I give it a double massage? But I'm happy for it to take the turns.
Yeah, you can give it two massages.
Okay, so it will regain 4 HP and 2 spirit.
And total. It will cost you what?
All my spirit.
Wow.
You don't have to do that. I've got berries.
It's fine.
Okay.
Well,
You're still asleep.
I'm still asleep. And my... Yep. Oh, wait, is this the third turn?
This is the third.
Oh, I didn't actually roll to see if I'm asleep. I am awake.
Well, I got two successes.
I woke up. Whoa. Hypnosis. Three successes. Good night, both of us. We're both asleep. All right, it's the roll-off again.
I will swap out.
That's always an option.
For Kabeem.
Yeah.
This is just like this.
Yeah.
That's what you should have done.
This underdog battle with
Kabeem
this tiny
Pokemon.
Kabeem
was on one hit point.
Yeah, but
I can get it out.
Gengar is still asleep.
Yeah, do you trust my dice roller
you
to
get
hit
two,
you?
You get probably two turns. So, okay, Gengar is
do
asleep.
It. Do it.
Yes.
You miss... Gengar gets an opportunity to wake up,
yes,
but you'll miss your first
I'm
turn. So this is my second wake-up roll.
Yeah.
I'm not awake.
Good.
So next turn, what are you using?
I'm going to use...
You've swapped out?
Yeah.
back for Kabeem.
Shift gear.
I'm going to use hypnosis if I wake up.
Okay, of course you are.
I do not.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh. That was actually a good roll.
Yeah, but Dave doesn't count. It falls out.
I got 4. All right, I'm going to use hypnosis.
Now it's 3.
I thought you were asleep.
I wake up. I wake up next turn.
I will try again.
I got 3 successes.
Shift gear.
I love torturing Al with sleep, apparently.
Wait, that one used a spirit even though I missed.
Yeah.
You got 1 success?
Yes.
Good night. Now I'm going to use Dream Eater. Yes. Finally, one of my strong Pokemon actually gets to do something. And it's always against
Why
L.
Sleep my enemy.
I'm going to roll Dream Eater.
Every university what, now, there's just like...
What are you going to be using?
Shift gear.
Okay. Do you wake up?
Probs not. Nope.
Would you like a defensive roll?
Yep. Just please. So you know, I do have 6 dice. I'm just rolling 1 success on each of them.
Please may I do a single point of damage in this encounter?
You did 9 hit points.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
You most obliterated Kaboom.
4.
400.
That doesn't
I got
sound
2.
Right.
Oh!
Yay!
Kabeem fights back in sleep.
Kabeem is mad.
Next turn.
So how much health did you give me? Sorry.
I gave you 4
health, so I was on 5. Okay.
All right. Do you wake up? No. Okay. Roll it in the thing. I don't care, right?
Every time it's
then
in the group.
Stop throwing it out of the
I
thing.
I can't throw it out.
Also, nothing is making you roll it in here. You can just roll it here.
That's true.
David!
Okay, defensive roll. 4 successes.
Well, 3.
Yes. Yes.
I'd really like some help.
That would be 6 damage.
Wish I could.
Yeah, Kabeem's out.
Hey, Brad, can you do anything to help?
Because I have 1 defense, so it makes it 5 damage.
Meet yes. Kabeem in the spirit world when they die. I will show them the way.
Kabeem!
Brad says you're doing a great job, still.
Okay, I'm trying, Brad.
Haunter just
really
like...
There is no hope.
Latches onto Kabeem's. So Kabeem's asleep, and finally Haunter just like, sorry, Gengar. Gengar just like disappears into a swirl, and that swirl like flies into Kabeem's head, and then Kabeem like shakes left and right while asleep violently, and then just goes and flops all limp. And then Gengar pops out and looks like half of its health has been restored. And it's just like, Gengar!
Why did you do it?
And it rubs its belly. You use Dream Eater and knocked out your Pokemon.
Do I get to swap out?
Yes, you do now get to swap out. Yep.
Is there a Pokemon soul that I get to greet?
It's not dead.
Oh.
I just want a friend.
It's fine.
You got Haunter and Gengar.
They're buttholes.
You now are, yeah, you can see Gengar. Well, yeah, okay.
I don't like these guys.
You.
Yeah.
Wait, you
make
should...
a spirituality check. Challenge level 3.
I think you're probably about to hit this.
1.
All right, I'm going to bring back out Cutie.
Cutie comes back out.
I say, hey, Brad.
Yeah?
Can you go check on that kid while they're distracted?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you want to pause?
No. Why?
No.
For Brad.
Do you need a break? Are you okay?
Mentally, no. Physically, my body will keep doing it. Yeah, I'll keep rolling dice.
Okay.
No, I just meant if you were going to go off and go to investigate.
Well, let's say we'll do a role play later.
I'm going to say that.
So, I think Cutie was asleep.
Cutie is asleep.
I swapped her out.
Yeah. Gengar is going to use Dream Eater.
Like, see if I have a berry.
This is going to be a TKO.
No, I refuse.
Isn't it TPK?
No, total knockout is different to a TPK.
Oh, I'm going
to
roll to wake
that's
up.
That's a total party kill.
If you get all of her Pokemon.
Kill one of us. 3 down.
3 successes.
Oh, three.
You success.
Yeah, defended.
Woo-hoo.
Good, good.
All right, next turn, do you wake up? Dream Eater.
No.
Four successes.
Three.
Against you, that's seven damage.
Ouch. Wait, why is it extra?
Because you're psychic, so you're weak to it.
Well, she's gone as well.
And Gengar is back to full health.
Stormy is going so to...
There's now just a slowly a minefield of fainted Pokemon that are had their dreams eaten. Stormy. And Gengar is, like, getting bigger.
Oh my God.
And rubbing its belly.
I pick up Toddle and hold him very closely.
Stormy's going to kind of, like, fall on her knees a little bit and say, I'm sorry, Brad. I can't do it. And she's going to use her runaway skill.
Okay.
Oh,
which, on
failed.
A success, me and my Pokemon flee the battle without penalty.
Okay.
So.
Now, Gengar is going to oppose that roll.
Yeah, you are. So my sights.
Gengar gets four successes. So as you attempt to run away, Gengar, now seeing that there's no more Pokemon to battle, Gengar,
well,
like,
I mean,
gets...
Well, Peggy would get out.
But you're choosing to run. So you withdraw your Pokemon and you're running away.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the currently what's happening. Gengar sort of goes to intervene.
Where is Reflexes? Why can't I see it? Oh, it's the big one. Okay. So 3 plus 3 plus another 2. Come on, guys.
You see...
Come on.
You now see on the peripheral, Ghastly has returned. Wow, there's your good roll.
7 out of 8.
7 out of 8.
Well, I'm good at running away.
Stormy bails. And
we just like,
oh, Stormy!
She just like dips out and rolls down the hill, clutching her Pokemon, sobbing.
Brad, you see that Haunter, without his eyes, is looking very grumpy, but also Ghastly has appeared, and both of them are kind of like glaring at Haunter, who's getting a very, Gengar, who's getting a very full tummy. Who is replacing
Somebody
Stormy?
Else can do it.
Who's next?
I'll do it. I'll step up.
Thanks, Victor.
Pause. No one makes Stormy cry. I enjoy having a good laugh with you, Ghost Pokemon, but that was just a step too far.
Should we finish this or should we cliffhanger it? It's just hit 10:30.
That's a good question.
I mean, do you want to see
midway through a battle is a pretty lame spot to start an episode. But
yeah, let's see how
smash the battle.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Gengar stands up, laughing maniacally.
That was meant to be an action song, and I pressed a Christmas song.
What Pokemon do you send out, Victor?
All right, so crack my neck. Let's fight fire with fire. Shroomish.
All right, Shroomish goes out.
That's a miracle. Sorry, I'll stop with the Christmas song.
It's snowing.
Gengar's going to use hypnosis.
I wouldn't. I'm going to move a step forward so I can use sleep powder.
Have you got the crack sleep powder yet?
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, what's your sleep powder? Is it neg one to hit?
No, it is not neg one to hit.
And what's the text say under it? Because sleep powder's been changed because it's too good.
If you hit, target is inflicted with sleep.
Yes, so it's just neg one to hit. That's the only change.
Okay.
So hypnosis is neg two to
which
hit.
Which is still good.
It's still good, it just was too good. It's like, if you hit, it's defended and you auto put them to sleep. It was too strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, 4 dice for me.
5 for me. 2 successes.
1 success.
Good night, Shroomy.
Cool. Does that... trigger
what's the effect spore rule? I think
when you hit, roll a dice.
It'll count.
Hit?
Sure.
Okay.
I think in the games it's only physical moves.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna say in this instance, no. I know it would be funny, but only because I don't understand how like hypnotizing something would make the spores come out like being hit, which is the point of effect spore.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay. You're asleep.
Yep.
It's gonna try and eat your brain.
Cool. All right.
Welcome.
So, one die.
Yep.
See? It's not just me.
All right.
I
so, defend. Which is 5.
I rolled 4 successes.
I rolled 4.
4 as well.
You are fine. You're okay. Mm-hmm. Next turn. Dream Eater.
Roll two die.
Two die. Crit success, I awake.
Dream Eater fails. What do you do? What was your move?
The sleep powder.
Okay.
And I move a step forward.
I got five successes.
All right.
Yeah. But I did. I can't. My move can't affect you.
That's all right. I only get four dice, so I can't.
Is it in contact?
I don't think
so. No, I've moved twice now. Did Gengar move at the start?
Gengar's staying where it is.
Okay. Yep. So.
So you're one or two away.
Two away.
Two away.
Cool. Gengar's going to use Shadow Ball.
Okay. Ooh. I'm going to move again. So now it's one away. And I will.
Gengar's going to move one away.
Yeah.
Gengar can move one.
Yeah, the goat. Yeah, the three goats. They're all the same evolutionary tree.
Absolutely can.
Wow.
Sleep powder.
Don't worry. I rolled poorly. Roll sleep powder.
Oh.
I only got two successes.
It'd help if I could.
Oh. Also two.
You hit. Yours is defended. Mine is not.
Yay.
I'm asleep.
Hey.
Nice one, Shroomish. All right. The next turn, let me see. My action. I think we discussed this before. Can I move and use quick swap? I can't remember if we...
Sure.
Okay, yep. Sure. All right, so I'm going to use one of my spirits for that. Move into contact and quick swap to Numbark.
Will you not be one away because it moved back one?
Oh, actually, true.
You might have to wait a turn.
Yeah.
Because it can't move. So this turn...
Yeah.
This turn, what you're doing, because I get your tactic, but...
This turn, I will use... Leech Seed, why not?
It will try and use Hypnosis, but it is asleep. It got five dice on the defense.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Sorry. Can't beat that, so I won't bother.
Cool, Hypnosis, and the same thing. You move forward, you're going to use Quick Swap.
Yep.
It doesn't wake up.
Ah!
Cool. Numbark, get him for Stormy. And I'm going to use... Crunch.
Okay. Defensive roll of five.
Crunch.
Is there any movement?
He's one closer. It's fine.
Yep.
We're in base.
I am now in contact.
Crunch me up. Numbark's first battle.
Crunch me up. Let's go.
Three.
I had five. So bonk. Oh, okay. Next turn, I'm going to attempt to use Hypnosis.
Cool. Same thing again.
I woke up. Four successes.
One success.
Good night.
These dice are fully cursed.
All right.
I'm going to use Dream Eater.
Come on, Victor. You can do it.
He screams down the bottom of the hill.
What are you going to
do? I'm like slowly crawling back up.
You can do it.
So, I am going to use... I'm going to defend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you wake up?
Yep. And
four successes for me.
Oh,
no successes.
My goodness!
Get the bad roll out of the way.
None on six.
Can we actually swap dice?
So it's you already swapped. Remember when you swapped these to my dice? So you take five, but I'm assuming Dark resists Ghost. I don't know if it does.
Yeah, I don't know if it resists.
Dark is
good against ghosts. I don't know if it resists.
Defensive it properties of ghosts. It resists ghost. So you take one less damage.
Ha!
So it's four damage minus one. And then your defense.
Yeah. When I evolved, did I get any health and spirit?
Only the difference between what you had.
Yep. Okay.
So if it went up by two, you'll get two.
All right. So I took... resist one, so down to four.
Yep.
And then armor. So I've taken three. All right, I'm on six.
Okay.
Great Victor.
Next turn. Gengar's going to use Dream Eater again.
All right, I'm going to... defend.
Mm-hmm.
So see if I wake up. Two dice. Nope. No, wait. Was that the third turn? It was.
Oh, sure.
What's the matter?
I got five successes on my attack.
Oh, my goodness.
How many dice are you rolling? So curiosity.
Seven dice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You keep rolling really well for seven dice.
No, I do. One success.
That's two
successes. You take another three damage after all the math.
Yep.
Now, Gengar. It's eaten so many dreams. It's like big. It's like double the size as when you fought this encounter. As it sits down on its bum, mid Pokemon battle, yawns again. Haunter flies across and goes into Gengar's mouth. And then its mouth bursts open, its tongue rolls out like a carpet, and inside is Haunter clutching its hands. And then Ghastly flies in Haunter's mouth, and you hear this Ghastly. And Ghastly being the gas Pokemon. And this big cloud of purple gas goes into Gengar's mouth, and Gengar's eyes just go into like little skulls, and then it just keels over backwards, and its tongue is lolled out over the ground. And then the two other ghost Pokemon.
Wow.
There we go. There's some ghost Pokemon normality restored.
And for context, Gengar ran out of usable moves.
Yep.
Gengar ran out of spirit. It only had hypnosis left, and I wasn't just going to keep using hypnosis.
I run over to Numbuck. Well done. You are.
And I'm
going to
say, as you survived, you can get 2 experience for Numbuck.
Woohoo! What do I miss on Shroomish?
In the next episode of Pokemon, the mystery of the ghost Pokemon will be revealed. Will Brad get his body back? Will Haunter restore him to life? And will the party finally get to hear that chat with the lost child?
I'm still dead.
All this and more next week in Pokemon. Thank you to our patrons
Thank you so much for joining us.
We hope you've enjoyed our episode tonight. It was a little bit skewed on the visuals because our stream decks were broken, but other than that, it was a bit of jolly ghost shenanigans.
Flickering on and off. We've had a freeze frame that will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
And we outstalled the Gengar.
Yes.
Lots of sleepies.
I was like, I got the health.
Simpson style, just taking the hits.
It did take down 2 Pokemon, so it did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it won on full health, so.
Can I give my taken down Pokemon berries to revive them?
No, they need revives to revive them.
Yeah. We just did that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tune in next time.
I know what happens.